Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue with the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim. We are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Vav. So this whole parak is really about Pesach Sheni. The halacha is, once you're makdish an animal as a korban, the Torah says you're not allowed to switch out another animal. There's an isra called tmura. If you try to do a tmura, to switch out another animal, then the halacha is that both animals have the kedusha of the original animal. So you end up losing out. So both the new animal as well as the old animal have the status of the kedusha that the original animal had. What if you do tmura on a korban Pesach? So I'm Rabbi Shua. Shamati shetmuras haPesach kreva. He said, I heard from my rebbeim that a tmura of a korban Pesach is brought on the mizbeach as a korban shlamim. Wouldn't be brought as a korban Pesach. Whenever you designate something as a korban Pesach and you're not able to bring it as a korban Pesach, mosar haPesach is korban shlamim. You're allowed to bring it as a korban shlamim, and the same is true if you designate money for a korban pesach. You're not able to use it for a korban pesach. So the tumur of a pesach has kedusha as a pesach, can't be brought as a pesach. So you bring it as a korban shlamim. Utumur as a pesach ain't a kreva. But I also learned from my rebbeim that you cannot be makriv a tumur of a korban pesach. They have to leave it alone until you could sell it, and then the money is used to buy a korban shlamim. Ve'inli lefarish, but I can't understand when each rule applies. When can you and when can't you use a tmura of a Pesach? So I'm Rabbi Akiva, ani afarish. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll explain it to you. They were talking about the following. If an animal was designated as a korban Pesach, and then you lost it in a Pesach, so you put another animal in its place, and then you found the original animal, so then it depends. HaPesach shenimsa kodem shchitas haPesach. If the original korban Pesach was found before you replaced the replacement korban Pesach was shechted, so the original Pesach was therefore rejected and can't be brought as a korban shlamim. So yira adchi yistayiv, you let it graze until it develops a mum v'yimacher, and then you sell it v'yikach medam v'shlamim and use the money to buy a karmen shlamim v'chein tmuraso. And also, if you make a tmura, the tmura of a rejected karmen pesach also cannot be offered as a karmen shlamim. And that's the case that you heard from your rebbeim, that the tmura of a pesach cannot be brought as a karban. But achar shchitas haPesach, if you found the original karmen pesach after you already shechted the replacement carbon Pesach, then Karav Shlamim, then the original one was never really rejected, and therefore it could be offered as a carbon Shlamim, v'chein tumuraso, and also a tumura, meaning, and that's the case that Rabbi Yeshua, what's the case of tumura, if the owner did a tumura on the Pesach that was found after the carbon Pesach that had taken its place was already shechted, so the tumura animal has the same status as the original, so it could also be brought as a carbon shlamim. So that's the case that Rabbi Yeshua must have heard from his rebbeim, that a tumura can be brought as a carbon. Then now we're up to Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Zayin refers to the fact that the Torah teaches us that if you use an animal as a carbon Pesach, it's got to meet certain criteria. It has to be a male, not a female. It has to be in its first year of life. So what if you didn't know the rules and you were makdish some other animal as a korban pesach? So a mafrish nikeva lepischo. If a person is mafrish a female animal for his korban pesach, o zachar ben shteishanim, or a male animal that's too old, that's 2 years old, yira ad shiyistayiv. So the halach is that he's got to let it graze until it develops a mum v'yimacher, and then he sells it v'yipul damav l'nedava, and the money goes to nedavos, to korbanos nedava in the base Hamikdash, meaning there were six boxes in the base Hamikdash that were meant for the monies for the Karban Nedava. So when they went to buy, olos hatzibur that are brought, for kitz hamizbeach, whenever there wasn't enough to keep the mizbeach busy. So the animal that was too old or that was the wrong gender to be brought as Karban Pesach was never really eligible to be a Karban Pesach, so it never had the kedusha of a Karban Pesach. So you don't need to use it as a shlamim, because only if you have a korban pesach that could have been a korban pesach, but for whatever reason couldn't be used, that's when you use it as a korban shlamim. But since it was kosher to be brought as some type of korban, it had kedusha, so you have to use the value of that animal for a korban. So you put it in the boxes that we're collecting for olas nedava. So now the Mishnah goes with another case where the animal that was designated for a korban pesach could not be brought. Hamafrish pischa umeh. case. If you designate an animal as a Korban Pesach and then it drops dead, so lo yivienu b'no achrav l'shem Pesach, since no one else was registered on the Korban Pesach besides, not it drops dead, I'm sorry, the guy who was mafresh the Korban Pesach, he dropped dead, the owner dropped dead, so his son, who yarshins everything from him, cannot use that as his Korban Pesach, el l'shem shlamim, you can only use it as a Korban shlamim, because any animal that was designated for a Korban Pesach that couldn't be used as a Korban Pesach, could be brought as a shlamim, so this is no exception, meaning that because a Korban Pesach that's ownerless becomes possible, even if someone later goes and registers on that Korban Pesach. So that would be the status over here, that it became possible when the guy died, so even though subsequently his son inherited him, that was subsequently, and therefore this animal cannot be used as a Korban Pesach. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Yeshua expressed that he was perplexed that he heard from his Rebbeim that a Temur of a Pesach can be brought, and he also heard from his Rebbeim that a Temur of a Pesach cannot be brought. So Rabbi Kiva says, oh, it's simple. If you found the original Korban Pesach before you shechted its replacement, so then you cannot bring such a Korban Pesach. You cannot bring a Temura of such a Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach itself can't be bought. It has to develop a mum and then sold and use the money for a Korban Shlamim. But if you found the original after you shechted the replacement Korban Pesach, so since the replacement Korban Pesach can be brought as a since the original can be brought as a Korban Shlamim, any Temura of the original can be brought on the Mizbeach as a Korban Shlamim, and that solves the riddle of why your Rebbeim told you what seems like two contradictory things. In Mishnah Zayin we said that if a person selects an animal for his Korban Pesach that's the wrong gender, a female animal, or the wrong age, 2-year-old animal, then he has to let it graze until it develops a mum, and he sells it, and the money goes not for a Korban Shlamim, but for a nedava, for a less nedava that they keep the Mizbeach busy with when the Mizbeach is not otherwise busy. If a person, a single individual, is mafresh Korban Pesach, and he drops dead, so that Pesach is ownerless, so even though his son will then inherit him, the son cannot bring it as a Korban Pesach, he can only bring it as a Korban Shlamim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Ches.